I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, you guys? This is a very special episode of Giggly Squad. We're going to have more giggles than usual because we have our first ever guests. We have Jake and Matt, who are two Southern queens from the podcast Reality Gaze, who happen to be a clinical psychologist, Matt is, and Jake is a life coach and a teacher, so we need them in our lives. Welcome to Giggly Squad. Welcome to the squad.
Oh, my, I feel like we need applause.
Hannah, that was the most amazing introduction. This is why she gets paid the big bucks. Like, that was flawless.
I'm like, who?
I was like, oh my God, is she going to stumble on her words?
Who are you introducing? Because it's just, I'm sitting here in what looks like a bunk bed.
In his
in my small, ridiculous apartment in Los Angeles.
Thank y'all for having us. I'm Maddie, just so people know my voice. I'm Maddie, and that other screeching queen is Poodle, a.k.a. Jake.
And the parrot that's screeching at you is Jake.
So Jake, we call Poodle. What would you guys call Paige? Because we call her, I'll tell you what I call her. In Giggly Squad, we call her a cricket because we think she has the body type of a cricket.
Do you rub your legs together and sound emits?
Yes.
Only on special nights.
I think cricket's good. I like it. It's
I love
cute.
Cricket. I feel like someone had given me that name as an insult. And so you know what I did? Took that right around and turned it into a compliment because I feel like crickets have long, lean legs. And I was like, did you just call me skinny? And
crickets are the like top models. They're the supermodels of the insect world.
We could call you, and this isn't a not skinny thing, we could call you Elephant because on this show, you remember everything.
That is the truth. You bring back receipts.
You're right. That is not a skinny compliment, but I will take it for the brain power.
We call you Elephant.
Y'all originally friends before, or was it just an immediate connection? I know people have already asked you this, but I haven't heard this, but I'm interested. I know it's your show.
So we had met before because we worked for the same company, but Hannah worked like in the office, so I would only come in randomly.
Oh, okay.
And I told my mom this from the very beginning. When I first walked into the office, I was so nervous, and I saw Hannah, And it just, I had this weird feeling with her. Like, you know when you see a friend from high school that you haven't seen for so long, and it's just, like, normal, and you pick up, and you're like, hey, what's up? That's the exact feeling I felt when I met Hannah. But we had never really hung out outside in, like, the wild or, like, gone to dinner or anything. And then when we lived together, we realized we were sharing a room. And, like, from the first second we walked into our bedroom, we looked at each other and we were just like, we're best friends, right? Aww. And, like, from then on, it was just like, it was, that's
But it's such
it
an
happened.
Interesting friendship, I think, because if people look at us just on the outside, they wouldn't immediately be like, duh.
Yeah, you're very different.
We're different, yeah. But mm-hmm. I think we really have the same sense of humor, and we were able to get through so many ups and downs together by just, like, making each other laugh. And, like, when I impress Paige with my fashion, like, I put on these nails and she loves them, like, I can't express how happy that makes me. And then when I see Paige, like, do something, like, kind of sporty, it, like, really warms my heart.
You know, I understand.
Actually, she's,
it's
never,
like,
done anything sporty. I take that back. We all got silent. We were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
what,
when you what, said who? That, I was like, oh my God, what did I do?
It's like when I wear a new shirt and Jake looks at me and says, you look less fat. I feel happy.
Or I'll say something like that. It suits your frame well. you oh fill it God. Out well.
And I think it's also, friendship is like, you guys have to realize what you both don't give a shit about.
Yes.
And Hannah and I don't give a shit about literally anything. Yeah. So that's really what bonded us too.
It's true. You know when there's that, like, one high maintenance friend that you're like, I could like you if you weren't so fucking all over my shit all the time. Where Paige and I, like, we just never put pressure on each other. We have this thing where, like, we let each other cancel plans.
Yeah.
And, like, no friend lets you do that, but I'll be like, girl, I canceled last time. Stay home, do it. This was pre-pandemic. And we don't give each other pressure for anything. And I think that's important.
Yeah, but the shot of dopamine that happens when someone cancels plans.
Oh, it's insane.
Holy God.
One time I had invited Hannah to something and I texted her, like, an hour before we were supposed to go. And I was like, look, I know I invited you to this, but if I were you, I would not show up. Like, I have to go, but, like, if I were you, there's no way I'm going to it. And she goes, wow, thank you so much. I'm not coming. And I was like, it's fine.
And that's when you know you got a real one on your hands.
Yeah, my boyfriend said that for me. That's nice.
The fact that you guys are, like, clinical, the fact that you're smarter than us, and we love mental health.
We're not.
We love mental health moments on mm-hmm. this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So we get a lot of advice. So why don't we start off with answering some advice, because I'd love to see Ooh. What the professionals have to
sure,
say.
Sure, sure.
The first question, do I need a clit sucker vibrator?
Okay. Ironically,
we know something
so
about this.
We know a lot. So we call our listeners, they call themselves sissies. And like
sissies. Like, and so like we were called little sissy boys.
Because we were
younger.
Called sissies in the South.
And
now
we're taking
it
back. Like
taking
Paige
it back.
Yeah.
I'm a sissy who sucks a mean
I
dick
know.
And you're going to like it.
Sissies in a dick tree. Just shake yeah. that dick
shake
tree.
Shake that dick tree. But so I know about this because most of our listeners are women.
Mostly.
I would say, based off the women who have responded, that we have whole Facebook and Twitter threads
Sex
about
toys,
this, and people just chiming
vibrators,
in.
Vibrators, yeah.
Get the clit sucker, because everyone says it's worth it. I've never tried one on my man pussy, but I will say that our listeners freak out about it.
I don't ever want to hear you lisp clit sucker again in my life. Ever. It made me feel disgusting.
That's the sound of a clit getting sucked. That's what
it
sounds like.
Click,
it's true. It's true.
But yeah, I say get that clit sucker. I think you'll be better off for it. Ain't nothing wrong with getting yours. And however you can get it, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. Get it.
Poodle just ordered a fuck machine because he's been in quarantine for
God,
like 8 months.
I need a fuck
dying.
Machine. Like,
that's what I call my boyfriend.
Here's the thing about, like, sex toys as a girl. Mm-hmm. I sometimes get really nervous because I'm like, what is the point of a boyfriend now? There's
tell me,
nothing.
Tell me about it, girl.
There's literally nothing in my life that I need one for. Like,
but to all the guys who get nervous about, like, oh, she's going to replace
they
me.
They should.
Like, get a fucking personality, bro. Learn
they
how to form a fucking sentence and stop cheating.
You know,
like, that's what I say.
I totally agree with you. And I know dating is hard, especially for women in New York, because there's just, it's just fuckboys everywhere. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's hard just to get them, because living in New York is kind of like living in LA in a different kind of way. Everyone's mm-hmm. got kind of like some log line to sell you about their mm-hmm. life. And they're trying to, but it's sometimes easier just to go home, watch porn, jerk it, get your sex toy. You're done for the night. You can go watch some, you can go, you know, watch some Lifetime.
See Mariska Hargitay be a badass.
I know.
And feel empowered. But, you know, Jake says, Poodle says, because he, again, is from South Carolina, and we've talked, we recap Southern Charm. So we've been doing that show for 3 years. But he said what about that show, and I think this is true for New York, that I feel like a lot of New York guys have Peter Pan syndrome yeah. mm-hmm. of just, because everything's out there, they never want to grow up, mm-hmm. ever.
I love that it's like they've been studying the male species of New York City, and yeah. we're like, yep, this is our life. But also, one more thing to say about clit suckers, mm-hmm. Clit suckers. I think that the worst thing ever is when a guy's going down on you and like people romanticize a guy going down on you, like, oh, go down on me, it's gonna be amazing. Sometimes it's like way worse than any, like, first of all, he's in my labia lips and I'm like, I don't, it's too personal yeah. for me. And
Majora,
then he doesn't know what
and
he's doing. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
He's a doctor. He does. They don't know what I'm doing. I mean, no one knows what's happening. So I prefer control it on your own. You know exactly how you orgasm, and it feels like a guy knows what he's doing.
I mean, as someone who doesn't go towards that territory, I've done it before, and I didn't know what I was doing. I definitely needed some type of sensei to tell me, because it's like an undiscovered country. There's this over here. It's like a carnival. Yeah. There's so much going on.
Well, I
didn't realize it had as many holes as it had. Our listeners had to tell me.
You
guys, sorry, go ahead.
Now that we're in it, can you give us some amazing blowjob tips?
Oh, now you've come to the right people.
Let me put my blindfold on so I feel like I'm where I need to be. Poodle, I'll let you go first.
I would say, yes, the mouth is quite important. Two things. Don't ignore the use of your hands to cup balls or the hands to kind of... Like you're on a pottery wheel, kind of. You know, you're spinning that
like
around.
Like you're Demi Moore in Ghost.
Yeah, it's you're ghosting.
Yeah, so you're not squeezing.
No, you're not squeezing. You're kind of squeezing. You're shifting things
around. Oh,
God,
around. You're not poking.
No. I would say think bigger picture.
Think long term.
Think long term.
Well, I think it's also...
And come up for air.
Come up for air. Mix it up. You know, men... If you're like us, for your four straight men who listen to your show, maybe you have more than us. The best thing you can do to get a good blowjob is to take care of your shit. Trim it, clean it,
Amen.
Wash it, put a body scrub on it, a good sugar scrub. I mean, whatever. So that's for men. Mm-hmm. But for women or men who are partaking of the penis, I would say, again, like Poodle, definitely don't forget the balls. And don't forget the taint.
Yes.
You know, like you do a little massage down there.
That's in between the balls. I mean,
yes.
The butt and the balls. The balls.
Taint your butt.
Yes, the butt
taint
and the balls.
Balls.
There's also a little bit of like, you know, you can do things like you can have your mouth around the penis, but you don't have to like be sucking it. You could be breathing around it. You could be flicking it with your tongue a little bit. Also, because it's just a thing with guys. I'm telling you.
I love that Paige is just leaning in for this.
Paige literally just grabbed popcorn from off the screen and it's just
Sheryl
eating
Sandberg
it, y'all.
Sheryl Sandberg leaning in.
My turtleneck just got really hot. I was like, oh my God, what do I have to do?
Sorry,
I'm writing
you.
This down.
I just need to say that. Okay.
No, that's fine. And then I will just say, looking up at them
is the best.
That's my signature move.
And y'all, I don't even care if you're sucking a 3-inch dick. If you tell a guy, if you start talking about how amazing their dick is, they're going to come in a minute.
This is my problem. How many times can I say, like, your dick is so big. Your dick's so big. It's so good.
Well,
it's so hard.
We all know it's not.
I only have so many words to use, you know?
There's
like,
just so many synonyms for big, you know?
It's so smooth.
Its texture is quite appealing.
Grande.
Yeah. I understand. I'm more of a keep it realer when I'm less of a
average.
Yeah. I'll come up with things like, this tastes good, or I approve, or
You know,
I'm less of a talker. I've actually, one time a guy wouldn't shut his fucking mouth when he was on top of me, and he was like, "I want, look," and I went, "Yeah, we're gonna put this over your mouth. I can't hear anymore."
I feel like too, if you don't know how to talk about the dick size, and maybe this is just because I've slept, Poodle and I've slept the gamut. We're like our assholes are like a small world. Every country's been in there. Okay. But a lot of men like hearing about how much of a man they are.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can't use the word cute. I learned that.
No. Penis. No, thank you.
No, like they still like the word stud.
Okay.
I know that sounds horrible. A hunk, like all those things that are like these gross 80s masculine words.
No one says hunk. No, I will veto that one.
You know what?
Power Ranger.
And yeah.
I have an embarrassing story.
You're my Superman,
story.
Whatever.
Stallion.
Mom, I'm so sorry about this. I was about to give this guy head one time, and I was pleasantly surprised with what I saw. And I said, wow, like, good for you. You know, like, good for you. You're out here on the streets, and this is what you're working with? I'm happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
He was so offended.
Yeah.
Brought it up again the next day and was like, could you have been any more surprised? And I was like, I was giving you a compliment. I didn't know that's what you were working with. Like, your personality didn't show me that's
what
you had.
Paige, that's his shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk about it with your therapist.
And that is our mental health moment.
Yes.
Am I right?
That's
He's
your
projecting
shit.
Projecting his own shit.
That's
your
shit.
You can explain that further.
No, I'm just saying that is when you hear someone, you're like, but why? And they can't explain it to you. Mm-hmm. And then you're saying, but I meant this. And you're trying to, you're trying your best to explain. And they're just shutting you down everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then this bolt from the blue hits you and goes, oh, that's their shit, not mine.
This isn't about me.
It's a wonderful thing to realize.
99% of the time when someone's upset at you, It's not about y'all.
Yeah.
It's like
all the trolls in my DMs.
That's so
yes,
true.
Or even what happens on your show. We see it. We see, like, I remember watching the episode where, like, Kyle, when the whole Giggly Squad thing, Kyle
him.
Freaked out
that's
about y'all
shit.
The table. It was all about his shit with this wedding. It had nothing to do with both of you.
Okay, so next question. That was just our first advice question that we let go on a journey with. This girl said she's been facing a lot of rejection lately. What's your advice on how to move past it, especially when you have a couple rejections in a row?
Hmm.
Oh, I can take this.
Go for it.
So, first of all, when you're dealing with rejection, I would say one of the best things you can do, my cousin's kind of dealing with this right now, give yourself a lot of times you can deal with it. So instead of wallowing, like maybe, of course, when it first happens, give yourself a couple of days where you're just like watching fucking whatever on Netflix mm-hmm. for 2 days. But then after that, tell yourself, okay, Matt, you've got an hour today from 3 to 4, I can wallow in this and feel terrible about myself. But then at 4 o'clock, I've got to get my ass up. I've got to do the things I normally do. I've got to make plans for myself because everybody needs to wake up. We always, and I think we realize this in this pandemic. I truly believe everybody needs something to look forward to every day.
So true.
Whatever that is, even if it's just like you want to make a great peanut butter and jelly sandwich, whatever. It needs to be something to look forward to. So that's my first advice in the rejection is, because when you're thinking about so much of why, only let yourself do that for limited amounts of time.
Yeah.
Paige, why don't you tell them what your mom tells you when you get rejected?
Since high school, if a guy has not liked me and I say like, mom, this guy broke up with me or I don't think he likes me. She goes, Paige, it's okay because he's gay and he just doesn't like girls, but that's fine. You can't satisfy him.
I love that.
And so from now on, if I ever get rejected, I'm just like, should we go shopping and become best friends? Because obviously you don't like women. It's okay. I think we'd be better friends.
I think that is extremely healthy.
Yeah.
That's very healthy.
I would just say to add to that, I love that idea of needing to wallow. Knowing that someone rejecting you has nothing to do with your internal value.
Mm-hmm.
And that rejection, yes, it was them assessing. Number one, you don't even know what someone's thinking. You never really do. But it's them assessing that you're not right for them. And I've actually had to say to people, I'm usually the rejector, seemingly, unfortunately, in my life. But I've had to say, you know, this is, I just don't think we're a good match. When that's been said to me, it's hard to hear. But at the same time, I'm thinking, yes, that's what happens. They were evaluating kind of my qualities with their qualities, and in a very unemotional way, saying, yep, doesn't compute in this way.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that like they're better. People aren't, even when you leave someone to be with someone else, it's finding that right fit. I'm very into like the universe has a path for us, and you can try to go off it, but like things will happen to kind of push you back in it, and you could fight it and you could go that other path and it will suck. So when someone rejects me or a job rejects me, I think like, oh, I can't wait what other door is actually supposed to open for me. Because you ever know those guys that you're like, thank God I moved past that. Yeah. Or I would have been stuck with that for 5 years. Wouldn't have met that person. Wouldn't have got that job. So I take rejection as like a guidance.
It's a gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Poodle and I, if Jake and I had done what we wanted to originally do, we would both be living in the South. We'd be very obese and we'd be church organ directors.
And I would be a part-time florist.
Yeah, and we love our wife Candy and how we do crafts together.
Yeah, my wife Wanda, my favorite person in the world. We love to watch Love Actually every week.
Oh, every week. That you say every year. That's hilarious. Okay, final advice question: should I message my ex on his birthday tomorrow?
How good do you look? And what are you sending?
How do your boobs look good? Yeah. Or what are you, is the message just a text that says,
I guess she'd say happy birthday.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's what is your hope in doing that? Yeah. I'm really what's big about goal? What's your hope. I even asked y'all before we did this, like, what's your hope in doing this? Mm-hmm. What's your hope in doing that? Was it, and what will that serve for you?
Right.
And because I think a lot of times, especially women in our culture in the United States, you know, it's something I love about both of you. I think why I connected to y'all is, and it was, you can tell you're from the North, where we grew up in the South, because women, where we're from, often are trained much more to be docile.
Softer.
And subservient to men.
Like the kind of girl that Jordan wants. Yeah, nice and sweet girl.
Oh my God.
We're cutthroat. We're like JWoww cutthroat.
I love it. I know.
But
you're confident. You're confident, and you can tell. And again, I remember when Jake and I did teach summer camp, and there was a lot of girls from, even young girls from New York, were like, wow, they're so much more confident than I think women are kind of conditioned to be where we're from. So I think I think it's definitely like you can trust yourself and know that if you're messaging this person, are you messaging just to say hi, or are you giving them your cell phone?
Right. Mm-hmm. And you're looking for some kind of approval back from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so not into dipping into the ex pond ever. And so, right. It's like, mm-mm. What do I want? That little piece of attention that potentially to do the same fucking thing I already did. I think it's a beautiful thing to just like move forward and go cold turkey with anyone in your past. You give it a try.
There's so much dick out there. There's so, so much dick, y'all.
There's tons.
If he messaged me for my birthday, then I will reciprocate.
And then
that's fair. Yeah.
And then I sleep
that's
with him.
That's fair.
Well, I'm just going to say, Paige is a little more forgiving with exes than I am.
If I'm going to message an ex for their birthday, it's not because I want to get back together with them. It's more, I want them to realize like I'm an adult and I'm mature and we can have this like cordial friendship. If I still love that ex and want to get back together with them, I'm not messaging them for their birthday.
Exactly.
See, my thing is I have guy friends. Like I don't need to message an ex to be like, so I know we got along, like you're someone in my life. No, I have guy friends who are actually guy friends that I've never had sex with. And when I dated someone, I normally is pretty emotional. Mm-hmm. So like just stay out of that place. I don't know.
Hannah's very anti-ex. I like to go back at least 4 or 5 times, see if I made the right decision.
You know what? You're kind of like Poodle in that respect.
Yeah, I kind of like to keep dipping into that wig.
Which is ironic because we both have had the conversation. I've said, you know, you're like Hannah and I'm totally Paige. And he's like, yes.
Yeah, but in a certain way, we're in different ways. Yeah.
It's also like, I'm not trying to like up my body count. So let's recycle here, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You nailed it.
Let's recycle. You're thinking about your carbon footprint, honey. Yeah. I getcha.
Reduce, oh reuse, gosh. Recycle.
Oh, fuck it. I've already got HPV at this point. Let's just do it.
We all do.
I know. We all we got all it. Y'all, yeah. That's the thing. Y'all got HPV out there. So just
if you don't, you're a
everybody.
Fucking loser.
If you haven't had gonorrhea once, you haven't lived.
Also, everyone gets chlamydia, and it's not as bad as the media makes it think.
Right.
Raising awareness for chlamydia. It's a little tiny pill.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Paige, I think it's time for some front page news. Let's take this to the next level.
I don't even ever need my notes like the past couple weeks because everything has been so in your face and I'm up on it all. Okay, Elizabeth Chambers, obviously we'll talk about the Army Hammer stuff because I'd love to know your take on it. Elizabeth Chambers has been posting on Instagram now. She was saging her house and she posted like how much sage is too much sage, asking for a friend.
So she's like laughing about it kind of?
I mean, she put out a statement.
She's having a sense of humor.
Saying like, I didn't realize how much I didn't know. I support any victim of assault or abuse and urge anyone who has experienced this pain to seek the help she or he needs to hear or heal.
So she's basically hinting that he's never shown an inkling of that side to him, to her.
Here's the thing. She has to say that. She has to say
wow.
that.
Wow.
I think it's crazy that like, we're not even addressing that he's also cheated on her for all of these years. We're like, yeah. No, it's fine. Like,
that's
we get it.
That's abusive in itself.
He cheated on you.
Yeah.
But he's also a cannibal. Like, we're focusing on the cannibal thing, which, like, rightfully so, because that's absolutely insane.
Right.
But no one has brought up at all that he's just cheated on her their entire marriage.
It's totally, like, I just see him as just this like serial cheater. Like that's what I, and cause you'd heard about that. The cannibalism stuff, I was kind of like, he was like, yeah, you know, it just got too kinky. You know, when I was talking, I'm like, I gotten kinky too, but I've never told someone I wanted to eat their heart. You know,
and you're fucking
and I'm
freaky
deaky and I'll go there with you. But I'm just trying to figure out if someone sent me that message. I'm like, it would go. Broop. I was like, oh, good God, I need to. I'm gonna block this shit.
But when it's Army Hammer, you're like, oh, I guess I should be into.
Right.
Well, you know, I did. This is name drop, but I was, because we live in Los Angeles, and so I was once. We used to live by Larchmont, and I remember I was eating, and he was like 3 tables down from me, and
he's ridiculously gorgeous.
He's ridiculously gorgeous. He's tall, y'all. As Poodle says, Poodle has the gift of BDF,
big dick face. I can tell you,
it's huge.
It's a nice penis.
So, but he does have this star power a little, and I've seen a lot of celebrities and. Others, I'm like, wow, you seem so normal. Yeah, but with him, you're like, oh.
Oh, I get it.
But now I wonder if that's not a star power I noticed, but like
predatory.
Sometimes people that are so narcissistic. And kind of, is it's like that, because I also believe, probably you do too, Hannah, since you believe in universe, I believe in energy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so it's that energy I'm reading and my old codependent self is like, oh, big energy. That means I should love you instead of that's narcissism.
He's 100%.
He's a
I'm
user.
Someone who dates, I date narcissists in the past.
Yeah.
And it's my current boyfriend said it's my favorite word to use. He's like, narcissist. But it's true because once you realize it, it's like Marilyn Manson.
Oh.
They are, apparently, he's so charming, larger than life. When you're around them, they make you feel like you're so lucky to be with them. They give you those little bits of attention. And then you realize, like, this is a sick like manipulative spiral I'm in, and you're actually a fucking loser who
the
hates
flip
themselves.
Side, the flip side of charming, charming and really, really is predatory. And it flips like that really quickly.
Wow. Well, when I was,
that was a good one.
That was a really good one.
Poodle, even a blind squirrel finds a nut. That was good.
But it is. Oh, I mean, it's serious. We that's what we're gonna have a merch soon with a blind squirrel with a nut in its mouth.
I love that.
But no, it's seriously, it's something that I in my 20s and even my early 30s where I fell for predatory people who wanted to take my energy and just like. I could feel them like sucking away at it.
A therapist once referred to that to me as energy vampires.
Totally. Yeah. That's exactly what
and
it is.
And I was just like, oh my God, that.
Like they said, if you feel like more tired after hanging out with someone and the person isn't giving you energy, it is them taking your energy. Yeah. You know, those friends are just fucking exhausting after those guys who you were like, well, that conversation was brutal. Sometimes it's
And it's not even relationships. Do you know how many times I was a fucking man of honor at one of my friend's wedding who just was a bridezilla and I did everything? And it wasn't until I spent like thousands of dollars at this location wedding. It was like a Napa in the vineyards. And all she gave me was a t-shirt and a baseball cap as a thank you gift.
Oh.
And I went, what am I doing?
Yeah. Yeah, just those kind of people.
So I want to say, for a lot of your listeners, it's not just relationships of like significant others.
Yeah,
it's the relationships sometimes with our friends.
I hope Elizabeth kind of realizes in the next 2 years that she's probably got a lot of trauma and she needs to work through what she's...
Yeah,
I feel bad.
Oh, for sure.
Me too.
For sure.
Okay, our next story. Shailene Woodley is dating Aaron Rodgers. How do we feel about that as a couple?
I did not know that one, but interesting. As long as she doesn't have the same haircut that she had on Big Little Lies this past season, we'll be fine.
Right? I love Big Little Lies. I didn't really love the last season, though. There's like I was super excited for Meryl Streep to be on it, but I just didn't... don't know.
The role wasn't exactly right. For her,
right.
She tried to make it what she did, and she did have some great lines, but it was less drag queen than she wanted. You know, it was less.
I have a lot of opinions on Aaron Rodgers.
Oh wow,
as someone who went
them.
To school in Wisconsin, he's a Packer.
Go Badgers!
He's a Packer.
And I was looking on my phone at the age. So Shailene is 29, and he's like 37, right?
So he conveniently goes from Olivia Wilde to the
Olivia Munn.
Sorry, Olivia Munn, and then to the race car driver.
Danica Patrick.
And then to, I don't do words.
But this
names
is why I'm here.
Same, Hannah.
I do what Paige does to you for Matt, so yeah.
Hannah will sometimes be like, hey, you know that song? It goes, do, 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 and I'm like, yup.
You're like, yeah, that's Grenade by Bruno Mars.
Yeah. Jay, I was like, one time I told Jake, I said, who's that actress who always plays bitchy blonde roles? And he said, that's a terrible description, and I know who you're talking about.
I was like, Missy Pyle. It's Missy Pyle. It's Missy Pyle.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead, Anna. Go ahead.
Okay, allegedly, Aaron Rodgers, there's a lot of drama because, his brother was on The Bachelor and he wouldn't get involved in it because the families don't talk anymore. And then there's always the, beard comments a lot that he was, dating his assistant. And there's something about him I don't trust.
What you're reading now, I have there in the gay world, there are quite a lot of comments about Aaron Rodgers, and they the assistant and he have been close for about like over 10 years. Yeah. And it's this very, very, and he's denied everything about it, of course. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you look at the women he's chosen, they all have quite beard potential.
What makes a beard potential?
It is they're kind of right in the middle of, sometimes, or they're trying to get to the next level of fandom. And they seem kind of harmless.
What's her
Katie
name?
Katie Holmes is the ultimate.
Katie Holmes.
Was the ultimate beard. Because she was trying to get to a different step in her career. She's lovely. Mm-hmm. And she probably. At that point, she seems harmless enough
Do they know they're good beards? Like, are is their agent calling, like, hey, you'd be perfect for this?
There's, I'm sure there's a beard veteran
out there. I think that's happened. I think probably,
for sure.
I think in the, like, obviously in the 50s and 60s, like, Cary Grant and all these people
that
were obviously.
I got you the perfect beard, Mr. Yeah, I got you.
I got you some tits. They're gonna look great on you.
You can suck all the dick you want.
Wow, if my agent doesn't call me in the next week with someone I can be a beard for, I'm cutting it off. Like, absolutely.
Paige, you are single now. This could be your new college.
Paige, I'm gonna tell you now, you've got huge beard potential.
Thank you.
I think, because you can kind of divorce, you can be friends with someone, you're fine being arm candy, you're trying to, you know, and it's you're easy. I'm telling you, think about that as a career path.
You get easily distracted by clothes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Easily.
Yeah.
What's next, Paige?
Oh, let's talk about Marilyn Manson. Now,
yep.
Yeah.
He's a real sociopath. So I was reading an article this morning, and he had written an autobiography, which I didn't know, which, like, but, like, why would I know that, you know? And he planned someone's murder, and he writes that in the autobiography, and he goes to this woman's house the night he's about to murder her. And he brings a friend to help him. He was going to burn her house down. And he gets spooked because there was, like, a homeless guy on the street trying to sell them drugs. And then he gets nervous that because there's all, like, sirens at, like, on another street for whatever. And then he says, I've actually told too many people that I hate this woman so much and I don't want to do it. He planned a murder.
I also have to say this, the only thing that's scarier than Marilyn Manson full makeup is Marilyn Manson with no makeup. Because I was Googling that this morning. It is scary.
He's had so many facial alterations to be a certain way. Yeah.
It's like Ichabod Crane got fucked by a Beverly Hills housewife.
Ichabod Crane.
It's very weird. So this is what I want to say. And I don't mean this is as women should know, because Evan Rachel Wood, I love what she posted. I don't mean this, but I'm like, I read this and I went,
yeah,
I'm not surprised. Yeah, it's like even Paige, what you just said about murder, I was like, it's Marilyn fucking Manson. Like, yeah, it's like when with like our past president, people are like, oh, he's a narcissist. I went,
yeah where's the lie? Like, where's the lie though?
Yeah, where's this all makes sense to me. It's not that women should know, and I don't mean that as women should know better. Right.
They said he was very charming and like larger than life.
Yeah,
that kind
but
of
what again, Poodle just said, charming.
Predator. It is that far from being a predator sometimes.
Jeffrey Dahmer was charming.
Yep.
Have you seen pics of a young Jeffrey Dahmer, y'all? Holy shit.
He was hot.
Yes, adorable.
Yeah.
That first two seasons of True Blood were charming, and then that last season was a piece of shit. I'm still angry at True Blood. God, that was shit.
So vampires are so hot. Sorry.
It goes back to that whole thing of what Maya Angelou says. I think it's who's people show you who they are when you first
meet
them.
And believe them.
Believe them. And so it's like what you were saying, Hannah, about Armie Hammer. That's your gut. That's like that spiritual or scientific, energetic part of you, that id brain that is saying that same thing that told us thousands of billions of years ago to say, oh, that's a saber-toothed tiger. Mm-hmm. I need to run. Mm-hmm. And so that's that part of ourselves that's going, woo, woo. So
but it's so easy to ignore it and be like, he's famous. Yep. He's tall. Yep. My friend likes him.
It's to a point where Evan Rachel Wood, you can tell with her acting choice that she wants to challenge herself and she wants things. She doesn't want a normal career path. I guarantee you she doesn't want a normal relationship. So when she finds someone who challenges her, that is someone where she thinks she sees growth. Instead of signing someone who's challenged her.
You just read her for
Holy shit.
And instead of someone who's challenged her, she's found someone who's basically menaced her. And again, these are...
It's a thin line.
Yeah, it's two sides of the same coin. You just have to have either people in your life or and this happens, these people can cut you off from the good people in your life. Because they, if you have good people in your life, they will tell you when you start heading toward the dark side. And abusers and predators will try to remove these people from your life or extricate you from them.
Hannah and I have moms who have both broken up with boyfriends for us.
Perfect.
Yep.
And it's
great mothers.
Like,
great mothers.
In the process, I was like, this is so embarrassing. And I'll never forget. I think I was like 19, maybe 20. And my mom locked me in my room for a full summer. and was like, you
close your legs literally and sit down.
And she was like, you're never seeing this guy again. Yeah. And if I have to lock you in this room for a year, like I will. And it was the best thing ever. I mean, I walked out that 3 months later, got the hottest boyfriend ever. And I was like, who is she?
I do have to say, if you ever feel embarrassed to say something that happened with your significant other to like a good friend, listen to that. Like if you're like,
That's a sign.
That's a sign. Like I remember I stopped telling my mom stuff about one of my relationships. And then one day I just word vomited. And that's when she goes, yeah, you're not going to his house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but I told him I'd go tonight. And he go, you're calling him up or you're saying you're never going to see him again. Yeah.
If you're keeping things from all your friends, or you don't want to tell them, we just did a show called Bling Empire on Netflix. And that horrendous abusive relationship between Kelly and Andrew. Mm-hmm. Every woman who's ever kind of felt in like she was in even a verbally abusive relationship went, boom, that's what that is. Yeah. And we saw it just because we're queer people and we're saying, oh, that's abusive as fuck. Mm-hmm. Get her out of that. But she would not tell her friend. She's like, I don't want her to be judged.
And it's kind of crazy. I feel like it's more common than you would think. I've talked to my guy friends about this so many times, and I'm just like, yeah, like, you get in an abusive relationship. And they're like, what are you talking about, though? And I'm like, I am telling you, every single girl has been in, whether it was physical, mental, or emotional, or all of them, has been in one. And it was like their minds were blown. I was like, I've had at least three.
I think a lot of the guys don't know that they are being abusive.
Right. That's true. But in the same way, they don't know that they're being that way. But it's this dynamic between men and women, that kind of controlling aspect, and guys need to be called on it by women and especially by other men.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Preach.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It's could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the mob wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon. Okay, I have one last story, and this is like a fun one. So we'll end it like something light.
We're lightening it up.
There's not cannibalism in this one.
Salma Hayek is honored that Hilaria Baldwin would want to be Spanish.
I read this.
She says she does not care.
Wait, why are we still talking about Hilaria?
So we all create our own characters in life. She doesn't think that she should be canceled. And she's like, why wouldn't people want to be Spanish? We are the coolest. And
yeah,
I agree.
Except Salma Hayek, A, is an actress and plays characters in her life. Hilaria is a lunatic.
I love that you pronounce her name like that, though, all the time.
Hilaria?
Hilaria?
I mean, Hilaria. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Hilaria Baldwin, as Hannah just said, is a lunatic.
No, for sure.
She's, for someone to pretend that extreme way is the worst form of, like, tokenism ever.
But, like, Alec Baldwin, he's crazy, and we've known that. Mm-hmm. So are we fully surprised? Like, he said, I've kind of canceled him a long time ago. He said very homophobic things. Like, they're a problematic couple.
Wait, was Alec Baldwin the one... Or is this Mel Gibson? Who's the one that called their daughter years ago and left that crazy voicemail?
Alec Baldwin.
He, you and little pig.
Who did Alec Baldwin waiting for her? Was that Penelope Cruz?
No, he wanted.
I want to say yes.
He wanted to date Salma Hayek, but I don't think she would. And also, Salma Hayek is like married to a billionaire, isn't she?
Yeah, why is she even talking on it? She doesn't have to.
No, she doesn't.
You know what it might have been? It might have been the regular Hollywood response of someone asked her in an interview. She's like, yeah, it's fine. Do whatever you want. It's like, whatever, you know? I don't want to offend anybody, you know? So maybe it was
It was on Andy Cohen's podcast.
Oh.
So it was.
Andy getting the tea as he
getting
does.
Getting the tea.
I also want to talk about this new website that people are promoting on Instagram called feetfinder.com. Have we seen this, you guys?
No.
No.
So it's like an organized place for people to sell their foot pics in like a safe way.
Love it.
Oh my God. I'm totally doing this because every single guy I've ever, apparently I have beautiful, beautiful feet, which is ironic because I hate feet. I used to swim in socks when I was a little kid back in Oklahoma. I also swam in a shirt.
That was because he was cold.
Mama, I don't want to take my shirt off in front of all these kids. I'm cold. Yes,
yeah.
Like Oklahoma. Matthew, it's 110. I don't care, Mama. I'm chilly. anyway, oh, being a fat kid. So I, good for them. I might sell my feet.
And I checked out the website, too. Basically, like, the pics are blurry, and the guy or the girl has to pay money to see your pics, and you set a rate, and there's, like, profiles.
I mean, go get yours.
I'm saying go get yours. What if no one pays for your pics?
No, I know that, y'all. I've had men feet fuck me. I've had men like want me to put my feet, their toes, and their butthole. I mean, I have people freak out about, and I'm not into it at all. But I'm like, sure, get yours, just as long as you fuck me when we're done with this foot shit.
When someone has a foot fetish, it's not just during sex. Like when they're hanging out with you, do they try to like hold your foot?
Paige's face right now looks like she just discovered oxygen. Just like
it was
what?
The toe and the asshole for me. Yeah. Like that really threw me for a loop. Really,
I
threw
made
me.
That face when I was doing it, but you know what?
That's the thing, Paige. It's I was shocked too.
I'm almost offended that no one has ever asked me that. You know, like who am I sleeping with? That they haven't looked at my feet and been like, stick this right up there.
I mean, I feel like the toes actually have a lot of nerves. And like once a guy sucked my toe and I was like, this is what a blowjob feels like.
Yeah, it was hot.
Like it was hot. So I could see it actually feeling good going in their butt.
It felt fine to me. I, you know, I, but again,
I think I'd be looking the other way and filing my nails.
Yeah, if that's what you want, that's fine. I'll go get a pedicure though and sell this shit.
When people have a foot fetish though, do they like try to like cuddle with your foot, or they're like trying not to look at your feet?
Or
like,
is it
moves,
only
like...
during sex? Yeah, is it all day or?
That's a good question. Because if a foot is a sex organ to you,
this is what keeps me up at night.
Yeah,
I've had both. I've had people just sex. I've dated some guys that, like, if we were just kind of hanging out a little bit, like watching TV, like they're rubbing my feet, but they have a huge erection.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's just like, I had one guy that, like, I could not do this.
You have all the freaky deeks.
I know.
I'm just
one guy
like...
wanted me to, like, he was like, take a picture and come on your feet. And I couldn't, like, aim very well. So I just got conditioner and put it on my toes. And he was like, that's hot.
I just liked Hannah going.
I never play sports. I'm not good at hitting a target. Don't ask me.
Oh my God, you guys are the fucking best. Where can people follow you, listen to you, watch you? Give us the goods.
We used to be 90 Day Gays. Now we're Reality Gays. You can find us at realitygayspodcast.com.
We love a rebrand.
Yes, and you can
find
us.
Well, Discovery was going to sue us. For
Discovery
being
Network said we're going to take everything you have.
So that'll do it.
So respectfully.
That'll do it. Yeah.
Instagram is Reality Gays Podcast. Twitter is Reality Gays Pod.
And you can find us at Reality Gays anytime, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. This was so fun.
Gigglers, leave us a review. Tell us how you like us having guests, because I feel like this was the most I've giggled in a long time.
Leave them a review, and when you leave them a review, put 5 stars and write something. Just don't put the stars. You gotta write. We always tell people, if you don't know what to say, just write "keep going queen." So if you want to leave a review for Giggling Squad, just put "keep giggling queens."
Yeah, giggling queens
with the list. Yeah. Thank you so much for getting with us, you guys. Paige.
What?
Literally say anything. Anything to end it with us.
Paige is just pretty. She was literally thinking about, like, my tits look great today.
I was thinking, like, should I go on Feet Finder? You know? Should I get an couple extra coins?
Her Feet Finder profile.
Yeah, in my head, I have my profile.
Come at me and we'll set it up together, Paige.
Yay.
Thanks for giggling with
this
us, guys.
This is so much fun, guys.
Bye.